Hi, I'm PC Matthew. I hope today's meditation would guide you to reflect Jesus more in your life.
Day 31, Becoming Like Him in His Friendship. One of the famous hymns, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," can always move us emotionally when we understand the closeness we can have with Jesus. In John 15:15, Jesus said, "I no longer call you servants, but friends," as he revealed to them all things he had learned from his Father. It is a matter of constant amazement that God wants to befriend human beings. When we think of a friend, we think of a person with whom our life can be transparent and fearless. Jesus was known as the friend of tax collectors and sinners. I am unsure if we can call a group of people as sinners today when nobody can claim to be a saint before God. But in Jesus' time, a group was addressed as sinners. They presumably were people who professionally engaged in sinful acts for their survival, like the prostitutes and the tax collectors. Jesus' friendship was not limited to the religious human beings, but he went in search of those imperfect beings who were rejected and looked down upon. The Pharisees and Sadducees always disapproved Jesus' friendship with these sinful people. The Godhead family stooped down to become friends of failing and helpless human beings who are inclined to stray and disappoint him. Ever been a friend of an influential, prominent leader? Do we boast of his friendship with us? We who feel delighted about his friendship need to generously extend friendship to those who feel rejected and unloved. Urban India Ministries celebrated one Christmas program among the street sweepers and garbage pickers of Bangalore City. When we helped them and worked along with them, they could not fathom that we were willing to collect garbage and clean bins with them. This intentional act instantly connected us with them to begin a friendship. This mutual friendship allowed home visitations to the slums where they lived. Their generosity and hospitality surprised us. They offered us food which would have costed more than their daily wages. A little act of friendship was so heavily reciprocated. We were humbled by their love. To be like Jesus requires us to go beyond our friends' circles. What kind of friends do we chiefly associate with? Can we come to be Jesus to someone who desires a friend? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, lead me to someone who's seeking a Jesus to be their friend. Give me the grace to not be condemning and ridiculing, but to show them the greatest friend, Jesus. In Jesus' name, Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by this devotion. Today's devotion was read by my wife, Sibby Matthew. Can you please share this with someone today? These devotions have now been compiled as a book and is available for a small donation towards Urban India Ministries. Please visit our website urbanindia.org to get your copy, as well as other resources. God bless.